Hey, hello and welcome, everybody. So, arrest Katie Hobbs, right? Arrest Katie Hobbs. It was trending on Twitter. We're still pushing it. And the question is, why hasn't it happened? This woman does belong in jail, along with the Maricopa County election officials and everybody else in Arizona. It's just shocking, but I don't want to overlook the judiciary, right? With what's come out, we've actually seen the judiciary implicated. A number of judges have been implicated in this. So we got to talk about that today. It's a very, very big deal. And, okay, ready? Are you ready for this? U.S. government created the vaccine. Did it also create the virus? Question mark? Yeah, that's right, folks. Question mark. Apparently, that's a question mark. Really see it as much of a question. We got a whole lot to talk about today. Eager to go, so we'll be right back and get on it.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
The Kelley Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelley Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelley Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelley Key. The Kelley Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet, suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KelleyKey.com with free shipping.
You got to be watching Brighty on TV. This is so important. We are the news.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
So.
All right, everybody. So I've talked a lot about Arizona, and I think it's critical. And now what we're seeing is we had an attorney and a law firm and a whole bunch of people. They did a bunch of research down there, and they found how extensive the corruption in Arizona is. And let me tell you, folks, it is bad. They found judges, they found political officials, all the way up to Katie Hobbs herself, the crook that's in the governor's mansion after stealing the election that she oversaw. I don't know, folks. I don't know. What I do know is that if this stands, there will never be anything even close to a fair election again in Arizona. And I don't know how. I know how it's standing right now. It's standing on corruption, just systemic corruption. Here's the thing. So, I mean, I'm an attorney. I'm a commentator. I'm telling you as an attorney that it is our duty, our ethical duty, to do everything we can to ensure that the legal profession remains credible, honest, above board. Now, I know a lot of people, I know all the lawyer jokes, and I know that a lot of people don't believe that lawyers believe in that. I do, okay? I can't talk about other lawyers, and I don't even care about other lawyers. I care about the credibility of our judicial system. And as such, I think that it's ethically incumbent upon me to say that I'm calling on the Supreme Court of the United States and the Supreme Court of Arizona to do a full investigation into this. We have evidence of corruption. Now, there's other evidence of federal court corruption around the country, and I'm not going to get into that right this minute, but there is very clear-cut evidence of corruption in the judiciary of Arizona. Did this reach the federal? Were any of the federal courts of Arizona, were they affected by this? It's a very fair question in light of the fact that this is allegedly came in large part from the Sinaloa cartel and some of these others. We need a full, transparent, independent third-party investigation of the judiciary. It's got to happen. And this can't be a judiciary-friendly appointment. This has to be someone who is truly and legitimately independent of the judiciary. And these guys need to be digging in real hard and finding out what judges had, what money coming from where. Did they get anything before they were appointed? How is this happening? We need to know. I mean, Katie Hobbs, the rulings that have come down on the Hobbs and Mark Fincham's case, Abe's case, Carrie Lake's case, these rulings were not just a little bit off. In my opinion, I don't think that you could come to these rulings unless you were searching for a solution rather than the answer to a case, right? So as a judge, your job is to apply the law to the case. It doesn't matter whether you like the law. It doesn't matter whether you like the case. Your job is to apply the law to the case. The rulings issued in these cases were so egregiously bad, I don't believe that any judge could be that stupid by accident. These were horrible, horrible rulings where principles of law were conflated intentionally. In 2020, the Arizona legislature passed a law conveying standing on everybody and making it very clear that they wanted people to be able to challenge elections in the courts. The courts then fell back on a case from the 1929, I believe, to suggest that the only way you could do that was if you prove fraud. This was overturned by statute, right? This was overturned by statute. Clear as day, the intent of the legislature, the plain language of the law, no question about it. This was a very, very bad excuse written by someone, handed to, in my opinion, someone that may well have been a corrupt judge to get to a end result. This is not something that any legal mind with any credibility could come up with, in my opinion. These are terrible rulings. Terrible, terrible. And in light of the allegations of fraud, they make a lot of sense. In light of the allegations of corruptions, they make a lot of sense. And we need to make sure this is right. But listen, do the people of Arizona deserve a court? How are they going to redress their issues? If they can't bring grievances before a fair and impartial court, what's going to happen? Are we just going to trust that our elected officials, who are selected, not elected, are going to be able to take care of this? If the courts abdicate their duty in Arizona, there's a serious problem, and it's a national problem, because this is, in my opinion, creating a legitimate question about the veracity of the courts on a national level. I think the Supreme Court should make a statement about the Arizona courts, and I think they should begin a full investigation into all the federal courts. This sort of corruption cannot stand. There have been numerous whispers about corruption in the federal system for a long time. I have evidence of some things that I think are unethical. We have a number of other people with that have brought forth issues with ethics, and it always gets swept under the rug. We can't have this. We cannot have a justice system that people can't trust to be credible and fair and balanced. We can't have a two-tier justice system, justice for thee, but not for me, but not for thee. It can't be there. We have got to fight this, folks. And Arizona is critical in this. It's critical. There is no excuse for what's going on down there. The corruption that's occurring, and you know, let's make no mistake. This isn't just Democrat corruption. Katie Hobbs is definitely a leftist crook, but the Maricopa County officials are largely Republican. This is uniparty corruption, right? This is uniparty. Now, there are good Republicans. There is a good core to the Republican Party that we need to support. But the problem is we need to go rhino hunting and just purge these rhinos from the Republican Party. They do not represent the interests of the Republican base. They do not represent the interests of the Republican people. All they represent is self-interest. Not okay. Not okay. We've got to get rid of this. I just don't think I can overstress the importance of this. But I am officially calling for a full investigation from the Arizona Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court into any and all potential opportunities for corruption that may have occurred. We need to have a fully transparent investigation of all judges in and around Arizona and probably in a number of other places around the country. But let's start with Arizona. Okay, so that's that. I've been talking on my radio show, The Tom Renz Show, which airs on the Out Loud Network at 6 p.m. every weeknight, and also on my Rumble channel. You can find Renz Law and everywhere else that I can be. And you can find this all at TomRenz.com, folks. Go to TomRenz.com. Please support my sponsors. Please sign up for the Substack. Please support our work. It keeps us going. I use the money to fund the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. But I've been talking a lot about this rhino hunting issue. We're seeing a lot of things. I've been talking a lot about Dean Plocker, the Speaker of the House in Missouri, who has, you know, been selling out to Pfizer. And I think he's planning on very quietly and in a very statesmanlike way, attempting to, you know, just quietly kind of ignore those that have spoken out against him and pretend he's too statesmanlike to deal with this. Plocker, you should know, I have fired an opening warning salvo. We got a lot of information about Missouri, about what's going on there, about the people there. And, there's not an elected official in Missouri that I answer to. I don't even live in Missouri. Got friends in Missouri. But I don't have anyone I'm accountable to in Missouri. You start attacking real Republicans and patriots, and this is me sending a message. We're going to declare war on your rhino leadership, and we'll have a fight. And I don't think you want that fight if you want any chance of a political future, you crook. So, warning from here. I have no problem going to war with rhinos. We're going to start out, and we're going to be doing this a lot, folks. We're going to go to war with these rhinos. We mentioned also the speaker in Wyoming who's preventing some transgender bills, some preventing transgenderism in children, forbidding the surgeries. In Wyoming, he's preventing these from getting to the floor. He won't let them vote on this. It is Wyoming, for God's sakes. Most hardcore red state in the country. The Speaker of the House there will not let a floor vote on banning transgender surgery for children. Really? He won't let a floor vote for banning teaching transgender and sexual issues to K through third graders. Really? I bring this up, certainly those two guys need hit. But, and if you live in Missouri or Wyoming, make sure you're asking these guys what the hell they're doing. But I bring this up more importantly because I want to talk about what's happening here. So I just just was doing some work on some state legislation. I'm not going to talk about which state. And we're running into some problems. I couldn't figure out where the issue was. Well, here's what's going on. So the globalists know, the globalists, the enemies of freedoms, the leftists, the Democrats, I don't care. Call them whatever you want to call them. Our enemies of freedom know that there are some states that they can't just steal the election and make it blue. It would be too obvious, right? You can't have a blue election in Wyoming. It's just, there's not enough stealing that you can do without showing your hand. So what they're doing is in the real hard red states like Ohio, Missouri, apparently Wyoming, Oklahoma, what they're doing is they're installing Republicans who are then making rule changes where only a handful of rhino Republicans in the state leadership get to decide what bills ever see the light of day. And they're doing this because they control a couple of these rhinos. A lot of states will have open primaries, so what they'll do is they'll use Democrats to get rhinos put in and installed. And the Democrats will then, in a friendly way, fight these guys, but never fight them super hard. Makes them look good, makes them look effective. And then these rhinos get appointed to positions like majority leader or speaker of the house or whatever. From there, what they do is they push rule changes so that Patriot legislation, legitimate legislation, things that matter, can never see the light of the day in the state house. The reason this is being done is that state elected leaders are a lot cheaper to buy off than federal. And if a state passes good legislation, it can change the whole country. See, if we had transparency legislation in one state that said that the vaccine manufacturers had to legitimately and honestly make an effort to share any and all vaccine injury data, that'd be a game changer, right? Why can't we get that passed in a state like Missouri? Why not? I wonder, huh? Dean, Blocker, why can't we get that passed in Missouri? Why aren't you supporting that? Is it because we heard that Pfizer told you no? So here's the deal. We have the opportunity to get these things done, and we're coming out and we're voting, but we've got to retake the Republican Party. Folks, we need you to get active in the Republican Party at the local level. We need to weed out the corruption. Rona McDaniels, leader of the Republican Party, where are you on Arizona? I have not heard you call for Katie Hobbs' arrest. I have not heard you, being outspoken about Carrie Lake. Where are you? Are you supporting Republicans? I mean, we have a very clear case of election fraud. What's the holdup? What is the holdup on the National Republican Party? Why are they not supporting Carrie Lake? Where were they supporting Mark Fincham, Abe, and the whole crew down there? Where were they? Where are they now? Now that we see the corruption, there is a very good opportunity on a national scale. See, the problem is that these guys don't want to support that. The question we got to ask ourselves is why? Why wouldn't you support every single Republican if you're a Republican Party leader? Where is that support? Please help me make sure that this show is shared. I want this show out there, especially in Wyoming, Missouri, and Arizona. We need to get this information out. The committee changes, the rule changes, all coming from the rhino leadership. The rhinos are stealing control of Patriot states. We're being outplayed again, folks. We're being outplayed. The Uniparty is playing this. They'll take the Republican win, but then they're going to make sure that you got people like Mike DeWine in the governor's seat, who you can count on to sell out in every given way, every way possible. I mean, they're much closer. These people are far closer to Democrats than Republicans. There's nothing Republican about them. But what they do is they say, look at how effective we are, and look at the, and the Democrats will work with these guys because they would rather have that than a Patriot. So, huge, huge, huge issue, folks. We've got to deal with this on a national level. If we want to take our country back, we have to retake our Republican Party, and we have to retake our local parties. Everything is local. Fight local. That's the way we do it. Okay. Headline, U.S. government created the vaccine. Did it also create the virus? Regarding COVID, right? Okay, so this is what's noteworthy about this, I think, is that it's in the American Thinker. Nothing, literally nothing in this article is new. Everything in there, I mean, I've got the lawsuit on it. It's interesting that they never mention what we're doing. You want to talk about censored? We put out the report on this stuff that opened the door to everybody now figuring out that COVID was manufactured in a lab. Dr. Andrew Huff and myself, Renslaw, MAFA, Make Americans Free Again, we put this out. We created this. We solved the problem. Everybody's figured out we were right. We've got the largest lawsuit in the universe on this running right now. No one ever mentions our work on it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you why. They have to censor us because we're seeking truth everywhere and we'll fight for it. We are the greatest threat to the globalist tyrants out there because they know they can't buy us. We're not afraid to tell the truth and we're dead on accurate every time. I mean, we know what we're saying. We don't make mistakes. We don't put out garbage. You know how hard it is to not get pulled into conspiracy theory land? You know, some of these conspiracy theories are very, very well constructed and look very compelling. Do you know how difficult it is to remain disciplined and say, listen, we've heard this. It's a theory right now. We can't back it up. There's evidence suggesting this or this or this, but we can't back it up. That discipline, though, is the reason that we're the most censored group in the universe. Make Americans Free Again and Renslaw. They just got to keep us quiet, right? So the American Thinker, though, is finally talking about it. And the reason this is important is this is a more mainstream Republican magazine. I'm not going to say that. I mean, they're definitely conservative. But we're seeing this get to the mainstream a little bit more. The COVID narrative is collapsing and continuing to collapse. Now, they're fighting hard. They're fighting hard. You know, my intel, and I can't prove this, but my intel, the intel that we have, all points to 2025 being the next big pandemic outbreak, right? For a lot of reasons, and I'm not getting into it because we're speculating to an extent. I mean, I've got papers that point to that, but until it happens, it doesn't happen. So they need to get this done. They need to get this behind them. The fraud that is COVID needs to be exposed. I expect, honestly, that the next pandemic will be much more dangerous, much more legitimately dangerous, because the goal is to make sure that everybody's got these genetic modifying technologies in their arms. And so, you know, once they have, they've used COVID, they've gained all the data, they've figured out how to do that and make it less apparent that it's killing you, so they can, then come back with the new improved mRNA part two, in 2025 for that pandemic. By the way, in the interim, you're going to see an mRNA, quote unquote, vaccine for cancer. They're working on that. They're actually, we've got word, Pfizer and some of these lobbyists are telling the Republican reps in some of these red states that the reason they can't ban mRNA is if they ban it, you won't have access to cancer immunization. Well, does anybody want? This is amazing, folks. The mRNA, it screws with your genetics. Cancer is genetic. So they turn the cancer on with one shot, and then they turn it off with another. The classic snake oil salesman. But trust Big Pharma. Let's just trust them. They've done so well so far that we should just trust them because they've saved a lot of lives, right? Just ask them as people continue dying suddenly every single day. But the win here is that the U.S. government created the vaccine in this sort of an article is that we're seeing this go more mainstream. And it gives us hope because the fight that we've waged in COVID is replicable, right? So we can use that elsewhere. I'm starting to use it in some of these other things. I'm starting to do some things in election, very overtly in election stuff. That's why I keep talking about election stuff in Arizona. We're using it elsewhere. We're expanding. It's also part of the reason for the censorship, which is why I ask you to go to TomRentz.com and share TomRentz.com and Rentz-Law. It works. it's going to continue to work because there's no counter for the truth, because God's on our side. So we need your support on that. By the way, I got to plug this. So we're doing Social Security disability work at Renz Law. So if you go to renz-law.com and you've been vaccine injured or you need disability, you can send, it doesn't cost you anything. We put in the application, doesn't cost you anything. If we win, if we get this thing done, we get paid on the back end from the government. So it's a free service, kind of. I mean, we do make money off of it, you know, but we the most important reason for it is this. What we're trying to do is get data. I need data. I need to know how many people need this, how many people are injured by this, because I want to sue these jab manufacturers. So I need help getting the word out. If you're jab injured and you need disability, you don't have to worry about proving that you're jab injured. I don't need that. All you need to do is be injured where you're eligible for disability. We can talk about why, but that's not determinative in terms of whether or not you're eligible for disability. So if you need that, call us. There's a link on renz-law.com. We're going to promote this. I need as many people as we can get on that, particularly if it's related to the jab. We can help anybody who needs a disability, but we really, really need to hammer the people who are jab injured. So if you've got any sort of a diagnosis or any long-term effects from these jabs, even if they told you it's long COVID, if you're eligible for disability, get a hold of us. Let us help you. It's going to help me with developing this case that I want to file against the vaccine manufacturers. So renz-law.com, click on the link. The fight's working, folks. We're getting there. I mean, we're making progress, but we're fighting a big evil enemy. You got to keep the faith. Keep praying. I had someone ask me a very important question. They said, we don't have any money. What can we do? Pray. Pray for the fighters. Keep supporting us. Keep sharing. We'll be back next week.